For the 50th anniversary of hip-hop's birth, some heavy hitters performed at Yankee Stadium, which is in the Bronx, where hip-hop music was born. Friday's lineup included artists like Run DMC, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, Eve, and Nas. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siulkis was there.
Tens of thousands of people pressed into Yankee Stadium to witness what promised to be an epic night. Inside, while artists like the Sugar Hill Gang were already performing, many fans outside were still waiting for hours to make their way into the ballpark. And folks of many different generations told me what this night meant to them. Audience members declined to give their last names as police and security tried to usher them into the venue as quickly as possible. One brother and sister from the Bronx, Rob and Carmen, were decked out in full Run DMC style with Kangol bucket hats, Adidas tracksuits, superstars on their feet. They were far from the only ones dressed in honor of their hip-hop heroes.
I was born and raised in this area. I was around hip-hop before records was made. I was in the park with all these guys, you know? So to come 50 years later, it's incredible.
One young man, Greg from Harlem, showed up with a friend pretty much because his mama told him it would be an education in hip-hop.
It was kind of a thing where my mom was like, good old-fashioned, hoopity ha. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not?
Well, that's exactly what they got. It felt like a royal procession through many eras of this culture. The founding parents of hip-hop were there, DJ Kool Herc and his sister, Cindy Campbell, who threw the block party 50 years ago this week that's now considered a canonical event. Slick Rick performed. So did Kool G Rap, Fat Joe, Lil' Kim, Eve, Ashanti, and members of the Wu-Tang Clan, including Ghostface Killah and Method Man, among many others. While the show was heavy on New York artists, the South got some representation too, notably with both T.I. from Atlanta and New Orleans Lil Wayne.
Okay, excuse my charisma, vodka with a spritzer, my swagger down pat, you could call my Patricia. It's your money.
Snoop Dogg ruled the stage as a California king.
It's SNOOPGOG. I can't make it, just break it, see, when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked.
One of the big surprises of the night was a collaboration between Nas, who was expected to do a set, and Lauryn Hill, who was not on the bill. Nearly 8 hours after the night started, the show finally closed with a performance by Run DMC in what was billed as the trio's last show ever. By the time they got to My Adidas, many fans in the crowd were waving pristine white superstars in the air.
My Adidas!
It was a sweet send-off, and despite being nearly 2 a.m., the crowd was still buzzing. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.